There was a series of experiments in the early 1900s known as the double slit series of experiments. And if you read about notables, including Nobel Prize winners like Richard Feynman, he discusses this experiment, the double slit experiment, which was the original experiment in the series. He describes it as being impossible. Those are his words, absolutely impossible. And the reason for that is in the original experiment, light is put through a series of steps, and they know what the final outcome of the experiment is. They then did a modification where they altered the very last step in the experiment, the very last step. What they found, to their utter amazement, was that light altered its actual behavior, its actual the pattern it was progressing through in the experiment. It altered its behavior in the middle of the experiment, far before it even got to the end where the changes were. It's just a classic experiment, which, like I say, we have even Nobel Prize winners saying, this is impossible. But what you have to realize is it's impossible only for human beings where we are basically trapped in the four dimensions of the three dimensions of space and the fourth dimension of time. Light, for light, as difficult as it is to grasp this concept I'm about to say, time does not exist for light. And Einstein showed this. And it's been proven through particles known as muons that time does not exist for atomic
time particles. Does not exist for light.
It does not.
Well, I'm not quite sure I grasp that, because light has a specific speed, though that can be changed or affected, for example, as you mentioned, by gravity. We do have this speed of light thing, right?
Exactly, and that's where the confusion comes in. And
yeah, it is confusing because it takes so long for light to get from point A to point B. We can measure that, right?
But see, the trick is that it's only... You're talking about human measurement of light.
Yes.
You have to realize that we are confined to four dimensions. And we live with time. We cannot escape time. And for us to try to talk about an entity like a photon or even any of the electromagnetic spectrum, these frequencies, these waves, they are not restricted by time. And that's where the difficulty comes in, because we cannot imagine something existing without time. And that's what happened with the double slit experiment. If you realize that these light waves were traveling around the experiment without regard to time, suddenly that makes sense. But
is that, you're telling me that's what the experiment proved, that it traveled in this experiment without regard to time?
Exactly. Exactly.
Huh.
And you know, the first experiment, the double slit experiment, was so, I mean, the results were so unpredictable that the physicists then developed a whole series of experiments afterwards.
Dr. Bauman, okay, I'm struggling a little bit to understand this. It does seem as though as one approaches the speed of light, it slows down, that is, time slows down, and perhaps even stops as you get to the speed of light, yes?
That is absolutely correct. And, you know, I think Tom had it exactly. Time, you have to really come very close to the actual speed of light, even for time to begin to slow, at least from an appreciable standpoint. And once you actually reach light speed, time, at least according to the experiments that have been conducted up to date, will actually stop. And these concepts, you know, they're easy to phrase. It's easy to say time stops at light speed. But to actually accept that concept is very difficult. That's certainly one reason it took me 20 years to write my first book, was you'd read about these concepts, you'd read about the experiments, but it's just so difficult for the human mind to accept. And that was where I was.
It really is. And what you're saying to us is that light operates outside of the realm of time altogether, really.
It does. It does. It's an incredible concept, but that's what actual physics and scientific experiments have proven.